as Dr. Cesar Ectena, Ectating on Maricela Cardenas. Maricela, M-A-R-I-C-E-L-A. M-A-R-I-C-E-L-A. Cardenas, C-A-R-D-E-N-A-S. Cardenas, C-A-R-D-E-N-A-S. D as in David. Date of birth is 1-14-75. Date of visit 1-15-26. Please make copy for Monique Medina. That's M-O-N-I-Q-U-E, Monique. Medina, M-E-D-I-N-A, P-A-C. Next paragraph. Dear Monique, thank you for sending Maricela Cardenas for formal evaluation. Next, chief complaint is cough and mucus production. Next, his present illness. This is a 51-year-old obese female teacher has had a history for persistent cough, wheezing, and frothy mucus production for the past several months. Period. The patient has been on a rescue inhaler, Ventolin, but continues to have symptoms. Of cough and wheezing. The patient has been gaining weight. She denies any history for snoring or apnea. She has had nasal allergies and post-nasal drip, as well as gastroesophageal reflux. Which is being evaluated by GI. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history for cholecystectomy in 2023, history of diabetes since 2018, history for polycystic ovarian syndrome, and history for hypertension. She denies history of pneumonia. Next paragraph. Allergies to environmental allergens, pollen, pets, cats and dogs, and seasonal allergies. Next. Family history, mother died of stroke and heart attacks. Father died of cerebral edema. Next, paragraph, system review. Patient has fatigue and no weight loss, no cataracts. No, she has vertigo and hoarseness and post-nasal drip and shortness of breath with cough. She has abdominal pains, nausea, heartburn, and diarrhea. She has occasional chest pains, arm pain, and calf muscle pains. She has anxiety and depression. She has urinary frequency and flank pains. She has hay fever. She has no easy bruising and She does have muscle stiffness and joint pains and headaches and numbness in the extremities and memory loss, but no skin rash, no itching. Next. Medlist, metformin 500 milligrams daily, glipizide 10 milligrams daily, Nexium 40 milligrams daily, Lisinopril 20-12.5 milligrams daily, and Ventolin and 2+ PRN. Labetalol 100 milligrams a day. Next, habits patient. Has a history of smoking 4 to 5 cigarettes per day for 33 years. And is wanting to quit. Alcohol use occasional. Works as a teacher. Next paragraph. Review of systems. The patient has shortness of breath, wheezing. Wheezing and cough, chest fatigue. No cataracts, glaucoma. No sore throat, but has vertigo and hoarseness. Has urinary frequency. Flank pain, says wheezing. Says joint pains, muscle aches. Says no bruising. Says headaches, numbness of the extremities, and memory loss. No skin rash. Says depression with anxiety. Next physical exam. This very obese, middle-aged, white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 128/80. Pulse 86, respiration 16, temperature 97.2, weight is 273, saturation 95. Itching into your arms, phallic pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, nasal mucus edematous. Neck supple, no bruise, no thorough enlargement. Chest equal movements with scattered wheezes throughout both lung fields, prolonged expiration. Heart, the arteries are irregular, similar as to no mama. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions, no edema, normal reflexes, mild varicosities. There are no gross motor lesions, the cranial nerves grossly intact, skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number one. Reactive airway disease, number 2, allergic rhinitis, number 3, diabetes mellitus, number 4, hypertension, number 5 is possible obstructive sleep apnea. Next, patient has been advised to get a CBC with differential IgE level and get a sleep test. Also advised to get a complete pulmonary function study. A recent CT scan was reviewed, which shows no lung infiltrates. There's hepatic steatosis. She will continue with the Ventolin HFA 2 puffs as needed. Then a follow-up here in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this conversation. Copy for Monique Medina, PA-C.